At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8. And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Macedonia and Achaia. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. Paul's first visit to Thessalonica began well, and a number of people decided to follow Jesus. You can read about it in Acts chapter 17. But as was so often the case, his success caused jealousy amongst the local Jews, who were losing some of their adherents. They recruited a group of troublemakers from the marketplace and formed a mob in order to attack Paul and Silas. The mob didn't find them, and so they picked up on some of the other believers and hauled them before the city council. The situation was clearly getting dangerous, so the believers encouraged Paul and Silas to leave the city that night. Given that difficult background, it must have been a massive encouragement to Paul that the church in Thessalonica was doing so well. How wonderful that they'd not merely survived, but grown so strongly that the word of the Lord was spreading throughout Greece. Paul sounds as if he was really chuffed by their progress. I love the expression that the word of the Lord was ringing out from the Thessalonians. The verb ringing makes it clear that this was no passing phase, but a way of life. Sadly, this wasn't a description that Paul was able to use of all the churches under his care. Some got distracted by divisions and false doctrine. Others were weakened by persecution. But the Thessalonians had clearly come through it all and were clearly a wonderful advert for the gospel. I don't sense that there was anything self-conscious about their way of life. They just got on with the business of living for God. And the result was an infectious blessing for all. Our prayer for all our churches should be that they will be so strong in faith that whatever the circumstances, the good news of Jesus will continue to ring out from them. So let me ask you a question. Does the word of the Lord ring out from your church? If it does, rejoice. But if it doesn't, then what could you do to help this to happen? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the inspiration of those churches from which the word of the Lord rings out. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.